I hope you don't have a three strikes policy, Dr. Blanchard. I know, I know. I am over 30 minutes late to what should have been a concise 45-minute appointment. Oh my god, I barely slept a twink. I mean wink, Dr. Blanchard. I was on my Honda Cruiser on the way here. Pink leather, she-bimbo, motor sister uniform, going like 78 and a 65. Did you know that six whole cows died to make my butter-soft motorcycle leathers, Ray? I get so much attention wearing them. And there was this amazing buff guy with a camo-wrapped cycle who rode up next to me and winked at me, and I swear to God, I nearly wiped out. I had to pull off at the next rest stop to stroke my cock at the possibility he could have taken me home and fucked me so hard. So yeah, my girl dick is relieved, quite frankly. I had so much pent-up energy swimming in my internal liquids. But my hole is still ravenous, Ray, and the siren song of my meta-attraction is calling, more blatantly with every excruciating minute. I want you to mind-wipe me with your cock, humiliate me into inculcated delicacy, ride me like a wild horse, and don't stop until your balls are fully drained. I've needed you to fuck me since that first warm Indian summer autumn morning in Toronto where we first met 70 years ago. Also, I'm a vampire. Now let's fuck. Okay, Dr. Blanchard? Are you going to finally fuck me or what? Inculcated. Inculcated. That's a cool word. Inculcated. I had to change a couple words that were just stupid. Like for is fed.